Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Bob just killed a fly
with his bare hand.
I would have said catch a fly, but you didn't.
Let's make the story better. Say chopsticks.
Chopsticks with his left hand.
Like Mr. Miyagi.
It was your left hand. Are you left-handed?
No.
Yeah, it was your offhand.
It was my offhand.
Better story. And it happens to be true.
Do we have anything to give away? Do we have anything to give away? Any prizes? Tickets?
We were going to have some stuff to give away tomorrow.
Oh, that's too bad.
Why is that?
Because we're going to do a quick little trivia question.
Well, let's do it anyway.
Save it for tomorrow. And we were
that's not relevant tomorrow.
It's too late.
You're trying to wreck the show. You probably won't even be here tomorrow.
And then when TJ said, I killed a fly, I said, there was a time I would have caught all three. Movie and actor.
All right, fine. If somebody can text in the movie and actor, we have for them a twosome, including for a round of two, including a cart, to Stonewolf Golf Club.
Okay, here's the line again. Here's the line again. There was a time I would have caught all three. I need the movie and the actor.
All right, and if you can name those on our text line, 855-282-8255, you will get a free round of golf for two, including cart, to Stonewolf Golf Club that you can use anytime on the weekdays or any afternoon
on
the
weekends
or holidays. A big thank you to Walters Golf Management and Michelob Ultra for making this happen during our wonderful Summer of Golf promotion. Get to use some Michelob Ultra. It's the perfect beer for the course.
Why can't you say it like that all the time, Rob?
Yeah. Let us know in the old Kinderhook.
A round of two with a cart. See, that's about six words. And when I'm writing copy, twosomes, that's like two syllables right there. Boom. Gets in and gets it out.
See, you shouldn't be upset with it. Twosome is normal. If he said threesome or foursome, that makes you an orgy guy.
How are you going to play a round of golf with a threesome? That doesn't seem like it's going to work. It seems just inconducive.
It's like Jerry. I'm not an orgy guy.
Yeah.
Got to grow a mustache, silk robes. I'm not an orgy guy.
That show is amazing.
Chris in Edwardsville, The Magnificent Seven.
Need the actor.
Come on, Chris.
In case that was correct.
Chris in Edwardsville, not the actor who said that line, surprisingly enough. Right. You know, he did a lot of great work, but that movie got a little short shrift on the lines.
Come on, Chris. Somebody get it real
quickly, Chris. Hipster does not have it, but I can read his text.
That was a good one.
I'm not sure about what movie, but I think Hadley said it when talking about the big three venereal diseases.
Oh my God. Well played, sir.
Oh, Danny Tanner, how can I win a onesome? 3-on-4, Lee, Magnificent Seven.
No, I said the actor. Not the character, I said the actor. Although, who sent that in?
There's been two. Westbrook Wonderboy says Steve McQueen.
Oh, that's wrong. That's okay. Dead wrong. Okay. Who was the one that just said Lee?
There are two different ones who sent identical texts. Did come in first from the 314 and also a separate 314. Both said Lee, the Magnificent Seven.
Well, since they both came in, I won't give it to them. If it had just been one of them, I'd have given it to them because I think getting the character name is harder than the actor's name.
Why do you think that?
It depends, really.
Because the actor's more famous than the character, who's in an ensemble cast and had a reasonable career.
Danny Tanner still would like to know how to get a onesome. See, I can get on board with this.
No, you shouldn't.
Why?
Because that's even more disturbing.
Chris in Evansville, Robert Vaughn.
Bang, got it.
Bang, got it. Chris in Evansville, well done. 618. Rock, give him a call. Give him a call.
All right, Chris.
And he can win a round of golf.
A round of golf for two.
Yeah.
With a cart.
Okay.
Anytime during the weekday, afternoon on weekends and holidays.
So a pair of two.
No.
Not a pair of two.
No.
You would have not done well in the world of the Magnificent Seven. Let's put it that way. If you couldn't figure out the difference between a pair and a two pair.
Uncle
Leonard. He would have struggled. He would have struggled.
Love Child also got Robert Vaughn, but a wee bit late. Just a wee bit late. So Danny Tanner can't get a onesome.
Yep. Bobby Vaughn went on to be the man from UNCLE.
So a big thank you. Kristen Edwards is going to win.
No.
Kristen Edwards is going to win a twosome to the Stonewolf Golf Club, courtesy of Walter's Golf Management and Michelob Ultra during the Summer of Golf. Remember, Michelob Ultra, live fit, live fun, live ultra. And we're going to be giving out these golf passes throughout the rest of the month of August. So stay tuned because, well, Walter's Golf and Michelob Ultra are awesome for doing this.
And that'll be for two people in a round of golf with cart. That's what that is. And we could just say it like that every time.
The Man from UNCLE was a mid-60s television show, Secret Agent show.
Okay. Also a fantastic movie. That was made about
TV show was
4 years ago?
TV show was better, I think.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's saying a lot. That was a really good movie.
Man from UNCLE. If I recall, from my ute. United Network Command for Law Enforcement. Bang, got it. Next topic.
Bang, got it. All right, next topic. That is this. Montre Edwards II, your newest.
I'm thinking Bridge of Spies was the good movie. Man from UNCLE wasn't good.
There you go.
That's my fault. I was thinking Bridge of Spies. Yeah.
Bridge of Spies, that's only like 2 or 3 years old. That was up for...
Yeah, UNCLE came out in 2015. That's only 4 years old.
Yeah.
You were saying.
Montre Edwards II, your newest commit to the University of Missouri. Defensive tackle, 6'3", 290 pounds out of Lexington.
You went
defensive
fast.
Tackle.
DT.
DT, 6'3", 290, Lexington, Mississippi. And
never heard of it.
If this offer list is 10% accurate, you should be thrilled. I will go through. According to my count, it's about 956 offers. Here are some of the offers, Bob. Missouri, that's a good one there. Auburn, Florida, Colorado, Florida State, LSU, Michigan, Mississippi, Mississippi State, Nebraska, Oregon, Tennessee, Virginia Tech, West Virginia. That is a hell of an offer list.
Everybody liked him. Everybody liked him. Where would he have ended up? Somewhere else that might be more highly regarded than Mizzou. You don't know. But the fact that all those schools liked him, hooray. Glad we got him.
Yeah, that's the deal. And again, your offer list, one, the kid could have been told he has an offer and he doesn't really have an offer. We know that to be true. And two, the kid could have said, I have an offer, and nobody ever told me I had an offer, and it's all self-reported. These websites do the best they can to confirm, but you sometimes just have to believe the kid. So that is a hell of a lot of offers. He is, we've talked about this a lot, according to Rivals, so they have tiers within the stars, right? So you have a five-star. Five stars only has one tier. That's the top of the top. There's only about 25 per year. That's a 6.1 on their scale. A 5.8 to a 6.0 is a four-star. So a 5.8, that's pretty good, but you're the lowest. You just got out of the three-star mode. A 6.0, you may have been three spots away from being a five-star. That's a big difference in the tiers there. I mean, there are four stars that are ranked 250th in the country, the same as number 26. You know, so that is a huge part. Well, right below that 5.8 is 5.7, where Missouri has absolutely crushed it over and over with guys. We've talked about this. Chase Daniel was a 5.7. Alden Smith was a 5.7. There is a laundry list of guys over the years that were 5.7 three stars. There's another one here, Montre Edwards, the class of 2020.
I want to wrap my head around this. Under 5.7 would be 5.6?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
That's the new math.
Which is only an inch taller than you, John. 5.7 has been really good to Missouri, and for whatever reason, they've been able to develop these guys. He, the eighth-ranked player in the state, the 29th-ranked defensive tackle in the country. So Mississippi is fine. They're not one of – we talk all the time about the big boys, Louisiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida, California, Texas.
Hold on. Mississippi can put some boys out now.
They do, just not at the same level as some of these others. So when I say – eighth in the state. If I say that about Texas, that's a totally different statement than Mississippi.
Well,
that's all I'm trying to say.
I will put it to you this way. Eighth in the state of Mississippi in most years.
Well, in this case, he's not even a four-star.
It's very good.
Yeah. And I think that's been true about Missouri for a few years. But it's indicative to some degree when you look and say the state only has 5 four-stars. You go look at Texas, and they're in, you know, they may have.
Well, the populations are so different, too.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So I was just trying to give some context to that whole thing.
Now, Bob.
Yes.
I would like to think that I can find it. Honestly, with the exception of West Virginia, every state I've ever been to for the most part, save one other state, I've really enjoyed myself. I have found something to do that I truly enjoy. West Virginia sort of freaks me out because these people have the look in their eye of, we could be Russian, we could be Chechenians, we could
be a product of incest.
We could be a lot of things, man. We just like, it's just like, you would not be surprised if these people went home and just like were killing animals and people just to pass the night. But anyhow,
I'm bored tonight. What do you guys want to do?
The only place,
let's kill our cat.
The only place I've ever been that I found to truly be depressing is Mississippi.
Mississippi.
There is some and the problem is, you can run into, which is not true with a lot of states, but you can pull off the highway in numerous areas and instantaneously be in very, very poor neighborhoods.
Yeah, abject poverty, no question.
Yeah. You know, so
there are places like that everywhere, but yeah, Mississippi,
there's an
has
abundance
of poverty. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm glad the kid's coming. That is a big deal. That's Missouri's 14th commitment.
One other thing. Now, there's a lot of them. There's some beautiful parts of the state. I mean, Oxford is one of the most beautiful campuses you'll ever be to.
Great. Oxford's great.
You've been to Oxford, have you not, TJ?
I have not.
Oh, you haven't?
They went the year after I graduated.
But, no, I mean, Barry Odom.
Killing it.
Barry Odom just keeps. Larry Smith's hire made sense. Gary Pinkel's hire made sense. Honestly, I always had a great appreciation for Barry. The way that you talk about, who's the kid, who's the linebacker that you're real good buddies with?
Mike Shear.
Oh, Shear and the other kid.
Andrew Wilson.
Andrew Wilson. Barry reminds me a lot of Andrew Wilson, other than Andrew. Barry Odom really did make big plays. Andrew Wilson never really made big plays, dude. He just really did.
He mostly felt him, yeah.
He hustled, though.
Yeah, he crushed guys. Like
you never thought to yourself, that kid's giving you anything but what he got. But when he was faced up against a real athlete,
he would get out-athleted. But when we would have our – and these, granted, these you don't see these on television, but you can see when you have the end zone view, the impact of a hit, and we would put our big hits up. The coaches always like to do this, the big hits and different things. And Wilson would have we used to have a hammer award for the most hard hits, and you could it's subjective, but you pretty much agree on what's what. He would get the hammer award virtually every week, and for four straight years, the conglomerate of all the big hits where you're knocking people's heads off, you get a sledgehammer, and he won it from his freshman year on it. So it was a lot of that kind of stuff. So you're right,
yeah.
In the hole. Now, he may get embarrassed occasionally out in the open field, but he was darn close to kill you in the hole.
Oh, no, he definitely could hit. Odom made plays. I just didn't think that he had served his time and was a logical follow-up to Pinkel. For one reason and one reason only, recruiting. Because you have to go back to the 70s to find the last time that I thought a coach did a better job of recruiting than Gary Pinkel. I mean, Pinkel got athletes that Mizzou scuffled to get for about a decade and a half that Larry Smith occasionally would grab.
He did. But it's so hard to tell because the rivals' ratings and things were so inaccurate back then. You would know just by following the in-state stuff better than that.
Truth be told, I didn't really have to rely on that stuff because I was still in the business. So.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, we can't even go back now and look because they'll tell you. It was so inaccurate back then, you would have known just by being around better than that.
Just because I had lists from actual schools. I mean, the guys that they were actually recruiting and how they ranked them, which I don't anymore. You know how I think about Odom. I mean, I'm not so sure that Odom isn't the best hire that this school's had other than Pinkel in nearly 30 years. And I'm not remotely exaggerating.
You've been on board with him like I have. What I will say is this. Had Coach Pinkel gotten sick and decided to retire after 14, I'm not sure Barry Odom gets the job. And I would have still suggested that he does get the job at that point. But he would have been coming over from Memphis, having never had been a Power 5 coordinator even. The only time he would have been had spent at all as at a Power 5 school was a position coach, a safety coach. He'd been and spent 3 years at Memphis, at least coming into Missouri in 2016. He had 1 year under his belt as a Power 5 coordinator.
Did they list some of the other schools after that kid from Mississippi?
Oh, yeah. Before you got in here, it was – I will go back through.
Everybody
it.
Can think of.
In particular, 956, I think, was the total offer amount.
Especially SEC schools.
Auburn, Colorado, Arizona State, Florida State, Florida, Kentucky, LSU, Louisville, Michigan, Ole Miss, Nebraska, Oregon, Tennessee.
That's an eclectic list, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an eclectic list of Power 5 conference schools. You have Pac-12 schools. You have Big 12 schools. You have SEC schools. You have ACC schools. I mean, that's an eclectic. Nebraska, you have a Big 10. I mean, every Power 5 conference. See, I mean, that's what I'm talking about, is that you can just – people can look at that, you know, number 8 in Mississippi. Well, there's a hell of a lot of good programs that go after number 8 in Mississippi. And even if just half that list is legit, that's a really nice pull for Missouri.
That's the thing here, right? You're going through this list. Over the years, we have said, wow, Missouri took some 2 stars. But look, that's you know, you're going to take some 2 stars. That's just how it goes. His first recruiting class, the 2016 class, had a few 2 stars. You go through the whole thing. Now, they had that actually was a decent year for 4 stars, most of which did not work, actually. But they took in 5 2-stars. Now, some of them, Christian Holmes is going to be a starter this year. Demetrius Mason, people thought were going to be good, didn't end up working out. That doesn't mean they can't work, but if you go back through over the years, 2 stars working out versus 3 stars versus 4 stars, the chances of the higher stars working out is substantially higher. So you go the next year, and he took in 6 2-stars. And Tyree Gillespie is going to be the starting safety this year. Kobe Whiteside is going to be a starter at defensive tackle. Chris Turner is going to play some. It doesn't mean they can't play. There's going to be starters on what I think is going to be a good team. But, again, it goes back to the through the statistics. So this is going to be the first year. Even last year, he took 6 2-stars, two of which played very well. A third one, Jarvis Ware, he says, could be the best corner that they've had at Missouri since E.J. Gaines.
There's really only 3 reasons that you take a 2-star. One is a favor. Two, because the kid had a bad senior year and or combined with an injury. And three, because you have some really good coaches that can scout players.
Or four, you can't recruit at all, and that's what's
well,
left.
No, I mean, that's a given.
Right.
I'm saying taking a player.
Sure.
Not just signing a guy.
Right.
But I just don't get the impression that Odom's just, okay, well, we got nobody else, so we'll sign you. I think he's taking some twos for a purpose. I think he thinks that they have better long-term, they project into his system.
That may be
better than what the general rating says.
That totally may be true. This year, they're on pace for their very best class to date. Now, they're still not going to rate way up there. They're 34 right now, and by the time everybody else fills their classes, that's where you hope to be. Somewhere between 25 and 40 is where Missouri fits in all these ratings. That's the way it's going to be forever. But they don't have a single guy coming up in the class of 2020. So last year, they only signed 1 2-star. But in the class of 2020, they don't have a single one, and most of them are not even close. They're closer to 4 stars than they are 2 stars. He has taken a step up in the rivals' ratings. And if you paid attention to those most recent Urban Meyer texts that came out, all these coaches always act like, we don't pay attention to 2 stars, rankings, anything like that. Urban Meyer has texts to Zach Smith that were released to the public where he's saying, this is a 5-star kid, he's really important, we need to get him. They care about stars as much for looking at your class and selling to other recruits as it is for what you get on the field.
And while you look at a 2-star and you're trying to put it into context what it is, I don't know that on a star system, that percentage-wise, based on effort, time, and expectation, that there's anything more disappointing in total on a year-to-year basis than 4 stars.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Two stars, for the most part, people really don't pay attention to unless you excel. Because if you're just a guy, that's what you're supposed to be.
Right.
5 stars rarely just burn out. Even the worst ones a lot of times are good football players that just didn't become great football players.
Yep.
But they're still 3 stars, he's middling. A lot of 4 stars, though, that you just never hear of.
I think that's fair.
I think you could probably go through the previous 5 Missouri classes and pick out a handful or two Well, probably not Mizzou because it's not like they get in a bunch of four stars.
Yeah, they don't.
You know what I'm saying? Go through just about any program, and you'll find a lot of four stars. You don't even know who the hell they are.
Yeah, Missouri only signed one last year, Jelani Williams. 2018. This is all according to Rivals, by the way. Chad Bailey and Daniel Parker Jr. Now, that was a class you largely whiffed on because there were about 10 guys in state and you only got one of them. Chad Bailey is a linebacker who at some point will make some noise, I think. So he did get two in the prior year. Deron Davis never made it to campus. He was the only four-star you signed in 2017. That's some of the problem with four-stars, as much as anything, what you're saying is you recruit them, hear their name. Nice, they got four stars next to them, but they're four stars because of what they put on the field. They were never recruited highly because they were a risk, always, whether it was grades or whatever. Demaria Crockett was a four-star. Trey Williams, who's back on the team, who was largely underproduced for what he could be, is a four-star. Nate Strong was a four-star, exactly what you're saying you never heard of.
And especially in college sports, it's all about a system. Bob, I don't know that there's any better example of that in the state than Travis Ford. I mean, Travis Ford, the last couple of years, I think, has done a terrific job of finding guys who literally fit into his system.
Hmm. I'm not trying to be argumentative. I just can't help it. I think he's had to adapt to his people more than that.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
He changed his system. They made the system for
him. No, they fit the system that he does, which is whatever the hell you guys want to do.
You know what? You were
paying. Come on, Bob! You heard me!
Help me out, dog!
John, I think you're right there, man. I think you're right there.
So, big moves for Missouri. Also, a little
but
bit
that bodes well for Travis Ford too. I'm just a Travis Ford guy.
No, not me. I think he's terrible. No,
well,
of course
you're honest.
Of course, I'm joking. And to give you an example of what I'm talking about, they go into the beginning of next year loaded with bigs and injuries, transfer, and all that. Now, all of a sudden, he goes from having planned for 8 months to be an inside-oriented team, had to become outside and completely change what they were doing, and they did it and got to the NCAA tournament.
And sold that he was going to be very successful with his inside game in his own head. Believed it, of course. Yeah, yeah.
And then had to change due to personnel. That's coaching to me.
Me too. Big Al is saying some nonsensical things. Would you like to hear them?
Hmm.
In all caps, : good news. Hadley is a shooting star. Poor Randy. Do you think he's drunk?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
And no one does. No one. No one at all. Jim and Crestwood, Rammer was right. This is the old Kinderhook text line, by the way. Rammer was right. He barely qualified for the title, made it by 8 plate appearances. I'm not sure who you're talking about, but this was the last segment.
Must have been talking about Billy Goodman.
Yeah. There you go. And Uncle Leonard's love child, the great Kabuki.
The great Kabuki, who is Japanese, not Korean.
Well, we're thinking about two different guys.
And hipster,
good try.
Hipster what? Says...
You fouled that one off. That wasn't a swing. That was a foul back.
Dom DiMaggio also played for the Red Sox.
That's a fact.
Yep. Yes.
Dom DiMaggio played for the Red Sox. Yep.
He did.
Well, thanks for the info.
Lamar Hoyt
was a player.
For a couple years, he was
a pretty good.
He was a big one.
Rivers... Kumo shouldn't have ever left Weezer. I'm not sure. I think we were talking about Chris Cuomo.
Talk about Chris Cuomo or not?
No, we haven't yet. We're going to do that in that segment. But after this, because we can't talk politics before we talk about our wonderful sponsors at Old Kinderhook.
Of course, they sponsor the text line and gives us all this great material that you folks send us. Hey, fall is the best time in the state of Missouri, and the best place to spend your fall is at Old Kinderhook. Book your stay and play right now before all the tee times fill up. It's a Tom Weitzkopf Championship Golf Course, top 5 rated course in the entire state, and the number one course at the Lake of the Ozarks. PGA professionals there to give you lessons if you want to just have it a whole golf weekend, a whole golf week if you want, because of the great, beautiful hotel at Old Kinderhook. All you got to do to get on board is go online, oldkinderhook.com. That's oldkinderhook.com or golfnow.com. And, of course, a couple of great restaurants there. It's just a beautiful time at the Lake of the Ozarks. Go and have a marvelous outing there. 720 acres of PGP. You know what that is? Pure golfing pleasure.
Ah.
Nothing else like it at the lake. It's Old Kinderhook.
See, there's another guy who lost What did you used to say? Old reference lost on today's youth. There's another athlete. Tom Weisskopf. In his day. Tom Weisskopf was a big time golfer.
Oh yeah, he was.
Big time golfer. I did not know.
You did not know that.
That he built golf courses. I had no idea.
Well, he built at least one.
And it's good.
And I will tell you this much right now before I go smoke.
Right now.
Anytime I cough, I go smoke to get rid of it.
Well, of course. It makes you healthier.
So, anyhow, what I'm saying is, back in the day, the family had a place at Tantara. What's it called?
Tantara is a resort at the lake.
Sure. Anyhow, long or short of it is, we would go down in October and take a bunch of stuff down, blankets, pillows, da-da-da-da-da, because a lot of family members would go down there for the holidays. Let me tell you something. When you're talking about the fall in Kinderhook, now.
It's gorgeous.
That's unbelievably gorgeous. I can't imagine that you're going to find too many places more picturesque, especially to play golf.
Let's move on.
Than old Kinderhook.
Rock, let's go to break.